The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I have a huge amount of love and respect for Clarins. If you've been following me for more than a day, you will know that I have a long history with this brilliant French brand. I first used them in my 20s. I worked for them in my 30s. And now I'm telling you about their brilliant new version of the iconic double serum. Unbelievably, now in its 9th generation and undoubtedly regaining its cult status, it is quite frankly a sensational upgrade. Rooted firmly in the performance Clarins is known for, Double Serum now targets signs of aging linked to lifestyle. Think pollution, blue light, sun damage, and UV, with 5 new actives and a potent Provençal reed extract that tackle this head on. I love the luxe texture, the elevated peptide and squalane formula, and the pack's innovative new dosage pump. Used daily as your treatment step, the results in 4 weeks are impressive. After 5 years of research and 6 patents to reach this version, it's absolutely been worth the wait. The Clarins crown is firmly back in position.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to Glad We Had This Chat, and welcome to the first episode in season 2 of our listeners' questions. I'm joined by the one and only Olivia Atwood. Olivia, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, now this is a bit of a cheat.
Okay.
This question is from my team.
Okay.
Who I told that I was going to, you know, I'm saying, right, I'm going to be doing Olivia Atwood. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? What is your favourite thing to do with your Neverfull? There's never been a more popular question in our company Slack. They are obsessed.
I mean, I guess if you follow me on Instagram or TikTok, you know what we're talking about. If you don't, yeah. You probably don't.
Yeah.
They were gifting these Neverfull bags, weren't they, to influencers.
And Neverfull is a bag by Louis Vuitton. Yes. You'll know it if you see it.
And I've had every colour variation they've ever made, and I still use mine. I was watching these influencers unbox their free Neverfulls with the heart rate of someone that was being hunted for sport, because I was so jealous. My favourite thing to do with Neverfull is fill it full of crap and just drag it. I mean, you cannot fill it. It's there behind us, full of crap. And then just drag it from pillar to post because it doesn't fill up.
Did anyone ever get in touch from Louis Vuitton?
No, did not. And now I am advertising them again for free.
Bastards. We'll put a little tag. I'll be like, excuse me, LV.
Yeah, we need to find out who the PR for London is. I'm going to go to her house. I'm just going to watch her through the window. I'm joking.
When they leave. Oh, that's a nice bag.
Yeah. You're doing a gifting list, aren't you?
I'd be messaging people who got one going, you haven't used that bag on socials.
Yeah. You said you loved it. You were obsessed.
Yeah. Quote. You haven't taken it anywhere.
Obsessed.
I've seen you at the airport. You've got a Chanelo.
Yeah. Miss thing, give it.
Well, there we go. Okay. This is from Felicity in Barnsley. That name does not go with that town.
It does not.
No. Felicity in Barnsley. I've been considering getting Botox for a while now, but have one major obstacle. My boyfriend is very much against cosmetic surgery. Well, that's not cosmetic surgery, and also fuck him. Should I go for it and keep it a secret or tell him, even though he'll probably freak out and might be put off me? There are so many red flags there, Felicity, that I'm going to let Olivia take it because it might give me a migraine.
There's so much to unpack. I feel like I need to see you in person. So many whys. I hold your hand when I say this. Because when you're in a relationship and you respect your partner, you discuss things with them. I don't know why we're asking for permission to do things to our own face. Mm-mm. If you want to have Botox, go and get Botox.
And it's not cosmetic surgery.
It's not cosmetic surgery, and it's going to wear off in 2 to 3 months. So, I kind of feel if he's someone that would go off you because you have Botox, he's probably not your person, my angel.
I used to say because I had a question, this is years ago on YouTube, I think it was, and someone said, my fiance is worried about my pores for our wedding pictures. And I said, babe, if your fiance is in your face and is talking about your pores, he's the wrong fiance.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? I'd be like, what?
What? Yeah, that is...
You're this given permission to be this close to me, you're talking about my pores, go away.
No, yeah. I don't discuss.
Have the Botox. Have it. Have the Botox. Tell him, don't tell him. He won't even notice.
No, he won't notice.
He won't notice. He would notice if you had a 5 mil injection of lip filler, but he's not going to notice Botox. Please help. This. I saw one word in this and I thought I'm reading this out. Please help. I've been seeing my boyfriend for 2 months and we're yet to be intimate. He booked a romantic weekend away for my birthday next week and we both know what's going to happen. This week, to prepare, I went to my salon and had a Hollywood wax, but it went very wrong. They ended up ripping my fanny.
Shut up.
Blood all over the bed, and I ended up in A&E with stitches. I'm mortified. I can't tell him the truth, as it's too embarrassing. Should I cancel the weekend away, or what excuse can I give for not going to the next stage? Nikki in Reading. Just tell him.
Well, first of all, that therapist should be struck off.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what were they waxing you with? Super glue?
It must have been too hot a hot wax. That's the only thing
awful.
That could be.
And look, I'm so sorry. But yes, be honest. Because otherwise he's just going to think you don't like him.
Yeah, just
think
I like
worse.
You so much that I got my fanny ready and I ended up in A&E. And that's how much I like you.
And now I've got two.
Yeah. And now you've got to wait until it's all healed.
Be honest. You don't have to go into the gruesome details, but just say you've had
I've had a little incident.
I've had a beauty incident.
I've had an incident. The area's got a no-go zone around it.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when we're open for business.
Yeah, maybe a bit more detail than that. That sounds like gonorrhea. Less detail than the ripping, but more detail than is the no-go zone.
I went to get the area ready.
I've got crabs. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm bleeding. I'm oozing. Tell him, tell him, be honest, or it could create a bigger problem.
Oh, God, it's very dramatic. Okay. Dina from Hampstead says, I see so many influencers promoting beauty products nonstop, and I just can't shake the feeling that they don't actually use any of it themselves. How do I know what's genuine in a sea of paid promotions?
Gosh, that is, it's really hard, isn't it? Because who am I to say who uses what and doesn't and whatever? A bit of research yourself before you hit. That's, people promote things that are genuinely good. I've worked with some brands that I never thought I'd work with, and I've used their stuff for years. I think you just have to research the product, read customer reviews. If it's something you can, pick up in a Boots or a Superdrug, go in, put some on your hand, feel it. Don't get brainwashed by the really lovely video. Do your
own research. I think it depends as well. Do look back on that influencer's feed,
yeah,
and see how many other promotions they're doing, yeah, for the same product but a different brand. Mm-hmm. So if they say once a month they're saying I use this different moisturizer, yeah, and it's amazing, then that's probably a heads up that they maybe have bills to pay.
That's very true.
I've had the same cleaner for the past year and I have no issues with her thus far. I'm usually out the house when she cleans, but last week I realised I'd forgotten my phone and had to come back home to get it. I walked in on her hoovering wearing my wedding shoes. Jimmy Choo's, may I add. I was in shock and she looked very embarrassed and quickly took them off without saying a word. She's a great cleaner. You know how hard they are to find, but I feel like this has crossed a line. Should I sack her? What would you do? Melanie in Redbourne, well, if she's listening to this, she's going to know you've outed her now.
I think cross the line. She can't even see the line. She's so far.
She's wearing your wedding shoes.
Look, I'm with her. It's very, very hard to find a good cleaner. But the key to a good cleaner is not only that they're a good cleaner, is that they're trustworthy.
You trust them.
She shouldn't be in your closet.
What's
doing,
she doing
the
in your
old
wedding shoes?
Made in Manhattan number.
And if
no.
you don't, if you don't have the guts to sort of say, what the fuck are you doing? Just send her a text. Dear Jonna, on a text.
Yeah, I think she needs to go. I don't think you can come back.
What else has she been doing then? If that's what you've caught her doing, what else has she been doing?
She wore the dress on last week. Feeding the bogs.
You're both in the public eye and share a lot on social, but also have a private life. Where do you draw the line between what you share and what you keep to yourself?
I don't know if I do have a private life at this point. What I always say is everything, and I reckon you're going to be similar to me. Everything that's, to be honest, to do with me is fair game, and I'm happy to exploit my own privacy for whatever reason. And I like oversharing; it's a big part of my personality. But my husband, my siblings, my parents are like off limits. So I don't share things about them against them. Like people are always like, we don't know enough about your brother and sister's jobs. I'm like, yeah, you don't need to.
Why do you need to?
You don't need to know like what firm they work for and what they do. You just don't. And sometimes, you know, people meet me with a bit of contention on that. Like, you know, they want to know. I don't know. They're probably like, I ask the weirdest questions. But yeah, it's for me, I actually don't really care because I'm quite comfortable. And like, that's a decision I consciously made. But yeah, my line is other people.
Other people that didn't sign up for it.
Yeah,
exactly. If you weren't doing what you're doing now for a career, what would you be doing? That's Daniela in Brighton.
Stripper. There's no shame in that. Do you know what?
I wasn't expecting you to go, stripper.
That's actually obviously in humour because I can't dance. I think, well, you just don't know, do you? But what I was doing before I was coming to my end of my contract with that energy drink company is I was going through the steps at Virgin to do cabin crew.
Oh, wow.
Because I wanted to basically maintain the travelling, but just kind of leave behind the doing all that stuff. So possibly cabin crew. I might be, you know, head purser on a Airbus to LA and, you know.
Nice.
You'd be going, can I get another bread roll? I'm going, no, you fucking can't.
You've had two.
Yeah.
Greedy bastard.
So maybe cabin crew.
Nice.
Yeah.
You might bang your head though because you're tall and if you have to wear their heels.
Knock myself out.
Yeah. Okay, this or that. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Boots or super drug?
Boots.
Bold eye or bold lip?
Bold eye.
Dewy or matte?
Dewy.
Obviously. Lipstick or lip gloss?
Gloss.
AM or PM routine?
PM.
Space NK or Sephora?
Space NK.
Makeup brush or makeup sponge?
Brush.
City break or country escape?
City.
Shopping online or shopping in store?
In store.
Where'd you like to go?
Selfridges.
Yeah.
Harrods. A big department store, if you've got the
where
time.
Where you can get lost.
Just do it. Like, it's such a cathartic experience. Not on a Saturday.
No.
Like a really,
Not in half term.
In a really, like, off-peak
Wednesday
time.
Wednesday morning.
Yes. And just mooch. Even if you don't buy anything.
I love a mooch.
Oh, my God.
I love a mooch. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Sweet or savoury?
Savoury.
Heels or flats?
Oh, I love them both so much.
You can have both, I don't mind.
Yeah,
both. Shoes or bags?
Bags.
Bags, always. Mm. Night in or night out?
Night out.
Really?
Yeah. Because, I see the joy in a night in now and I've become this person that enjoys to be in my home and I get all that stuff as you get older. But I am an out girl. Like, yeah. I'm a night out girl. even if it's once a month, I couldn't imagine a life without the night out and the getting ready and the wine and the gossip, you know. And you know, it's less frequent now, but I think we have to hold on to
what's your getting ready routine. Just so you know, I'm setting you up because I have a getting ready playlist.
Stop. What, can you help me?
Yeah,
can you share? Because I don't have one.
Yeah.
So basically, someone else would be in charge of the music, but shower. I normally do my hair first thing in the morning, so it's out of the way, it'd be in rollers or whatever. Shower in my gown in front of my makeup mirror. Just, I'm a bit weird. I have Friends or something on the telly.
Oh, yeah.
And then it goes to music later
ADHD.
On.
ADHD.
Yes.
Wallpaper.
Wallpaper.
This, having that on, calms me down and stops me overthinking.
And then I do the hair. To the point, one roll left in, then the makeup, then the hair, final touches, then some pictures, you know, polish off, you know, half the wine cabinet and off we go.
Where'd you like to go? Like restaurants or clubs or with hubby?
I'm going to die on this hill.
I sound like I'm stalking you. I'm absolutely not. time will you be
just
there?
Just tell me you want to go out together. Do you know what I mean? I love a restaurant. I love a restaurant with a vibe, you know, something that's got a bit of atmosphere, you know, like music. You can get up. It's like it's active, whatever. And then I still will go to a club every now and again.
Really?
I regret it, and I regret it the next day. But I will go. The club rat in me is still alive. She's feral.
I've never been a club rat.
You know, so I was.
I went to rock gigs, but I had kids at 22.
Yeah, so it's different. So but I'll be now like in Freedom in Soho. Like that's like, whereas before I'd be like in China White with the fucking footballers. Now I've got one. He's a pain in the ass. So I go to the gay club.
You go over here to
and
the
I
gays.
Get away, yeah, yeah. The safety. But I like to dance.
I have been to Pasha in Ibiza.
Nice.
Only because Duran Duran's drummer was DJing. I know my people.
So you are a real music geek, aren't
and
you?
And I tell you, you know a place is full of Gen Xers when the intro to Blue Monday comes on and people lose their shit.
Wow.
I had to take a video of it. I was like, this is the best time I've ever had. And then I've never been in a club since.
Yeah.
But it took Duran Duran to get me into a club.
You see, for me, like, even though I'm not a music person, like, I do like DJs. Like, David Guetta at High, Ariel Free, like, just dancing. Just like the, you know.
Bit of movement. Okay, really important question to finish off. First time ever on Listener's Questions, but it's a question that comes up a lot in the office.
Okay.
Of life importance.
Right.
Olivia Atwood, what is your favourite sandwich?
Oh, wow. It's be something chicken avocado-y.
Nice.
Chicken avocado. Bread. Like, you know, if I'm going to be a snob about it, I'd prefer like a sourdough.
Would you have sourdough in a sandwich? A toast, I get it, but not in a sandwich. It's too...
If it needs to be heated, wouldn't it?
I like a baguette, warm baguette, bit of butter.
Nice.
Someone always goes, so there's this amazing restaurant on the cliffs in Spain and it's a 12-course taste menu. I'm like, you're a fucking liar. Everyone loves pasta or pizza or fried chicken. Don't lie.
Mm.
Just because you're going on table manners, wind your neck in.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to a Michelin-starred restaurant. You want food.
Mm-hmm. I don't like posh restaurants. Mm. I don't like a complicated menu. Like, you know, when you just go in and it's like you see the first things like, I don't know, fucking pigeon or fucking like leg of kangaroo. I'm like, no. Just like, give me a fucking chicken Caesar salad.
Yeah. Or at this time of year, a good pie. That'll
good
do.
Good pie.
Pie again, and mash.
Again, like we went to a lovely restaurant the other day and Brad ordered a beef pie and it came with the fucking marrow legs sticking out the top
of
it.
Pie.
I was like, I'm so glad that's yours. So I'd call the police. Like, why is there a fucking leg in the middle of your thing? He's like, oh, Liv, it's for the marrow. It's really good for you. I'm like, well, you suck on the leg then because that's knocking me sick.
Tap me out.
Yeah.
Olivia Atwood, thank you very much. Let's just finish on it. It's knocking me sick.
It's knocking me sick. The marrow leg.
That is grim. Why do they do that?
It's vile. You're doing too much.
You need to stop.
Hold the leg.
If the food is good,
yeah,
it's going to work. Don't
exactly.
worry about it.
And that's a wrap for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm back on Monday with a new guest, so make sure you tune in. Until then, I'm glad we had this chat. New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.